This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to this edition of 6 Minute English with me, Dima Kostenko.
And me, Rebecca Byrne.
Rebecca's here to help us with the language today. Today we'll focus on words and phrases people use when talking about business and money, as we hear about one small town's rather unusual attempt to protect itself from the global financial crisis. But first, a question for you, Rebecca. Our key word for today is currency. How would you describe what a currency actually is?
Well, a currency is money which is used in a particular country at a particular time. Obviously, it's usually country-specific, but there are exceptions.
For example,
the euro, which is used across the eurozone.
Of course, yes.
And then, of course, in places like Jersey, it does have
its... Which is one of the Channel Islands, isn't it?
That's right. They do also have their own currency there.
Oh, yes, I noticed that. I actually went to Jersey once and I was really,
really?
Surprised to see that they would actually bother to print their own money.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it does exist there, but also that exists within the UK sterling system, so it's interchangeable.
Thanks, Rebecca, for this explanation. I'm sure it will be useful to anyone who is travelling abroad, and in particular those who might be planning a visit to Mullaney, an old dairy farming town in Queensland, Australia.
Okay, why would that be? What's so special about Mullaney?
Mullaney, Rebecca, is about to make history by introducing its own community currency. The so-called Baroon dollar, named after a nearby lake, will be sold to both residents and tourists at local shops. And despite the fact that the scheme won't come into force until August, over 100 companies have already signed up for it.
Wow, so the scheme's got off to quite a successful start.
I would say so.
Okay, but do you think perhaps it's just a bit of a gimmick? I mean, what really do they think they can achieve with this new currency?
Well, if you listen to the scheme organisers, the idea is to counter the global economic downturn by supporting local businesses.
So it's like a kind of stimulus package, but on a local scale.
Exactly. Well put, Rebecca. A stimulus package.
I suppose I could have simply said a measure or a number of measures to help revive the economy. Actually, I've got a couple of other things to gloss. The verb to counterfeit, meaning to make forged illegal banknotes that look like real ones. And the phrase to build into, in other words, to design and make something in such a way that a certain feature is included.
In a moment, we'll hear from Darren Mitchell, a chief organiser behind the scheme. He says, like any proper currency, the Baroon dollar will have a number of security features. And here comes your challenge for this week, Rebecca.
Okay.
What do you think those security features are for? To make the new banknotes look prettier? To make the Baroon dollar a freely convertible international currency? Or to stop counterfeiting? What do you think, Rebecca?
To stop counterfeiting?
We'll check your answer later. But first, let's hear from Darren Mitchell. See if you can spot to build into and to counterfeit in his words.
We've built into the currency, the community currency, a number of security features that stop counterfeiting. So we think we've done a fairly good job there.
Darren Mitchell says the community currency has been designed in such a way as to include a number of security features.
And did you manage to hear what those security features are for?
They're to stop people from attempting to make forged illegal notes. In short, to stop counterfeiting. Which means that I was right, actually, when I made my guess earlier.
Indeed, you were right. Listen to Darren Mitchell again. And this time, try to catch a commonly used verb, which means to deal with. To act in response to, usually something unpleasant.
And just to keep you on full alert, here are two more things to listen out for. First, the word hinterland, meaning land just beyond the coastal areas. And second, the expression to give an extra boost, which means to give more support to stimulate new activities. Let's listen.
We're sort of addressing the global financial crisis. We're creating a community currency, the first in Australia, across the Sunshine Coast hinterland region. It really gives businesses an extra boost.
That was Darren Mitchell, the man behind Australia's first community currency. Rebecca, did you spot the verb which means to deal with, to act in response to?
I think it was to address.
That's absolutely right. Darren said, we are addressing the global financial crisis. Well, what can I say? Good luck to him and to everyone who'll be using the currency. And I'm afraid all we have time for in this program is just another quick look at some of today's vocabulary. Rebecca?
We began by defining currency. That is the money used in a particular country at a particular time. We discovered what an economic stimulus package is, a number of measures to help revive the economy. Then we had the verb to counterfeit, meaning to make forged illegal banknotes that look like real ones. And the phrase to build into, in other words, to design and make something in such a way that a certain feature is included. In the second clip, we heard the noun hinterland, meaning land just beyond the coastal areas. Also, we challenged you to try and catch the verb to address, which means to deal with, to act in response to something bad or urgent, and the expression to give an extra boost, which means to provide more support to stimulate new activity.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, that's about all for today. Until next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.